Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
Why bother? Why try? I mean, what difference does it make in the end? Maybe these are some of the voices that you've heard going on inside of your head. Maybe it's something you've told yourself out loud. So why try? What does it matter in the end? It matters because you woke up today, and so many people didn't. You woke up today and took a breath. You saw light coming through the window, and so many people didn't.
It's what you say to yourself on a daily basis. If you say, you can't hurt me, can't hurt me. When you fail, you fall on your ass, somebody bullies you. Whatever's going on in your life, can't hurt me. It starts to get in your mind, and before you know it, it's the truth.
The hardest thing is to start. Start, man. Most people are frozen with fear, and you're frozen with the how-to. Quit worrying about if you don't have the education, if you don't have all the credentials. You need the vision, and you got to be ready to work. You got to go for it.
Endurance is the key. Sometimes you just gotta outlash your enemy. He may have you overpowered, he may have you outnumbered, but sometimes you just gotta endure. You gotta have that power to be able to just stay with it until the end, until it's all over. Do not quit.
The mind is a battlefield. You've got to be able to navigate between the things that have happened to you and the things that you would like to do. You got to imagine yourself to be more than what anyone can define. Open up the mind and realize that your talents, your abilities, your gifts have made you unique. There is no scoreboard, there is no stat that can trap or define or confine you to being what you were made to be at the foundations of the earth in the hands of God that put you on earth.
The dreams that you have still exist within you, and that means there is still the capacity for them to become a reality, but so many people have lost that opportunity because they didn't wake up today. But you did. You woke up, and you have this chance. You have this chance right now, and the best part is that you don't have to wait till tomorrow. You don't have to stand there and say, if only I had done what I should have done last week, last month, last year. All of that can change right now.
Whether it's adversity, whether it's suffering, whether it's pain, if you choose to run towards it, who you become on the other side of it is a newer, higher, more transcendent version of you.
But you got to be willing to go to war against the voices that told you you could not become something. Because the moment you decide you want to be great, you can be. But there has to be a changing of the mind. You got to go to battle and silence the voices that have told you that you couldn't amount to anything. Because you mount to more than what people can count. You see, your potential is limitless unless you place the limits on you. The only one you're in competition with is in the mirror. And that mirror reflects whatever you want to see.
You're not as far away from these dreams as you think you are. You're actually a lot closer than you think. But because you think it's so far away, You behave in accordance with that belief system, and it always keeps it that far away from you. First thing is you need to believe and know that your one decision, one relationship, one meeting, one book, one thought, one something away from a completely different life. And when you know that, then you begin to look for them.
Not waste the experience. If we look at a journey, something that we want to accomplish, don't turn out the way we want it to, we throw it to the side. Nah, man, I'm cool on that. That ain't it. Right? And we waste the experience. And it's like, nah, don't waste that. Learn from it.
Even if you're tired, you can still go to the gym. Even if you're annoyed with your spouse, you can still speak in a manner that's loving. Even if you don't feel like doing that hard work, you can still push yourself to do it. Your feelings aren't a choice. Your behavior.
Pro savings days are back at Lowe's. MyLowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
And your thoughts are always a choice.
Today, I want to remind you of a truth that often gets overshadowed by the noise of doubt and skepticism. You were born to be great, and within your heart lies the compass that points to your dreams. It's time to follow that compass, to pursue your passions with unwavering determination, and to silence the doubters and the naysayers. Life is too short to be spent living someone else's dream or bowing to the opinions of those who say you can't. Instead, I urge you to listen to this, your heart.
You do anything, it adds up. When you do nothing, it amounts to zero. So take the small steps every day. Do what you're supposed to do. And don't expect some incredible results in one day or 2 days or 10 days. Worthwhile things, they take time.
And you go on that mission to upgrade yourself, to become the 2.0 version of yourself. That is threatening. That is scary to the people around you. They don't know this version of you anymore. They can't relate to you.
Maybe your story isn't to receive the opportunity from somebody else, but maybe your story is to make the opportunity for yourself. To step out on life, to play for loud. No more playing small. You were never made to play small. You were meant to play for loud. And I want to see it happen because I know that you are capable of it. I don't care what you've been told in the past. I don't care what you've told yourself in the past. But as of right now, everything changes. Go get it.
Life is so difficult and challenging that unless you give it everything you have, the chances are very high that it will embitter you, and then you'll be a force for darkness and not good.
Well, it's that time of year again. We start to feel real happy. Why? Because we're not going to work. It's a real good time of year. So in that good time of year, we start to feel real good about ourselves. So I start to feel great. So we start making promises to ourselves about, hey, I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to do better in school. I'm going to be better here, be better there. But guess what happens? The real Merry Christmas happens when all of that noise is gone. It's quiet. And it's you against you. And now all those endorphins are gone. And I promise you made about getting up early and getting after it to go lose weight, study harder. Guess what? It's a lot fucking harder now. That repetition becomes a lot harder now. Stay true to yourself. Stay hard.
Give it up. Give up that war. You know the war that you have to really fight? It's the war against yourself. You have to fight the war against yourself. Now, it's not easy to look in the mirror and to change your own life.
Fuck everybody that doesn't believe in us. Come on. We're going to go out. We're going to become the best version of ourselves. We're going to inspire other motherfuckers to win. And because of us, this world will change. So my message is very simple. Give yourself permission to be the bad motherfucker that lives inside your heart that you are afraid to tell anybody about. Because we all have that version of ourselves, and keeping that version of ourselves is the greatest fucking tragedy of our entire existence.
For things to get better, you gotta get better. Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better.
I think the biggest disability that we have as human beings is unbelief. Everything starts with a vision, and the man without vision dies. But unless you know three things. Number one, who are you and what your value is? Number two, what is your purpose here in life? And number three, what is your destiny when you're done here?
Yourself have to be tough. Because the biggest battle that you have is with yourself. What you say to me, and you tell me what I can or can't do, will not affect me and discourage me unless I allow it to. If you want to get to your dreams, you want to accomplish your goals, you have to be able to deal with yourself. But stay positive. Don't talk to yourself in a negative way. And continue to stay on your path. Continue to get better and better and better. But you can't do that without first being inwardly tough with yourself.
The goal that you seek, or the prize that you're seeking, is in the work that you're not doing. No matter where your goal is in terms of its height or how delusional it may seem, you're still gonna aim for it and figure out whether or not you'll get there later.
One day in the gym is basically imperceivable. 2 days in the gym, you don't recognize any change whatsoever. 100 days in the gym, and you're almost a new person. When you do anything, it adds up. When you do nothing, it amounts to zero. So take the small steps every day. Do what you're supposed to do. And don't expect some incredible results in 1 day or 2 days or 10 days. Worthwhile things take 100 days. They take time, and whatever it is you want to do isn't going to happen in 1 day. You have work to do. And I know it's just a little bit. I know it's just a little tiny movement forward, but that work is what it takes.
What's it going to take? What's it going to take for you to finally abandon the life that's destroying you? To finally be the person that you keep telling yourself that one day you're going to get around to being? What will it take? How many years wasted? How many moments of regret? How many disappointed looks in the mirror? How bad does it have to get before buckling down and doing the work required to be the best version of yourself seems like the better path? Because one day you're going to run out of years to waste and moments to regret. One day won't be an option. So instead of 1 day, how about 2 day?
Don't quit when it hurts. Don't quit when you feel like it's hard. Don't quit when you fail. Don't quit when it's impossible, when it's inevitable, when it's unlikely, when it's unpopular. If you're in the valley right now, I want you to just remember these two words. Just don't quit. Just keep going. That's 90% of the whole game. Just keep going.
You know, the fact that life is short and can be brutal can terrify you into hiding and avoiding. But it can also, you can flip that on its head and understand that since you're all in anyways, you might as well take the risks that are adventurous.
Why would you not
go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
Everything that hurts you, find a way to overcome it. Everything that you feel is difficult for you, find a way to still do it. As long as you can do the things, stop listening to the mind.